أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حذر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. In the previous ayat we read where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made wasiyat to his children, and in the same way his son, his grandson Yaqub alayhi salam also made wasiyat to his children. And with regard to wasiyat, we discussed that he is making what we will call a wal, Islamic wal, and the very great importance of it and a great farad that it is upon our heads to make an Islamic wal and to do it immediately. We don't know when maut comes to which person, so that wal should be ready. Just as an inspiration, about 2 years ago or so, a certain lady, her father had passed away, and she single-handed and handled the whole matter, which was not easy. They asked for mashura, we gave some mashura also, and with her interacting with the banks, separating the interest money from the halal money, then few inheritors were not worried about it being interest and haram, but they wanted their share. That was a great challenge. And then the people who were involved, the aunties, etc., their shares, and everyone wants more than what they are supposed to get. But in spite of that, how she managed everything, interacting with the banks, with the muftis, getting the masalas, and doing everything according to Sharia, and finally sorted out all the matters. So this is a very important aspect which we don't pay too attention to when a person has passed away, that we should sort out all the matters, all the inheritance matters, and it should be done as soon as possible. Our dear friend Dr. Qasim Peer Rahmatullah Ali, I advised his son that sort out your father's matters. He said, we already sorted it out. The first weekend already, all the inheritance. With regard to Islamic way, it is very easy and it can be done very soon. As far as the government is concerned and the estate is concerned, winding up the estate, that takes a long time. So that can carry on its time, winding up the estate. But Islamically, and what everyone's share is supposed to be, we should try and do that properly and give everyone's share, and as soon as possible. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of this very important aspect of deen. And very sadly, many of us regard ourselves that we are in deen, we are fully practicing deen, but this very, very major part is not in our lives. We haven't prepared our wills. When somebody dies in the family, we don't sort out the things according to Sharia, and this is the cause of difficulty for them in the qabr also, and for us, haram money coming to us and giving away money to others incorrectly. Somebody else's money, we are spending it wrongly on others. All this is totally wrong. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to act accordingly. In this ayat, then the next ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala answering the question of the Jews, the wrong practice of the Jews, that they said that Yaqub alayhi salam made wasiyat, they must follow and become Jews and follow the Jewish religion. Allah says that is a big lie from their side, and they've got no evidence and no ground to stand on for that. And very sadly, the Abrahamic creed and accord, which is being made a big issue in the world today, it is also the same thing, that all must become Jews and follow the Jewish way of life, and that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was na'uzubillah also a Jew, and he had said that all must become Jews. These are totally wrong beliefs and wrong demands of theirs. So Allah Ta'ala says that you people, oh, the Jews of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who says that we got wasiyat that we have to remain as Jews. So Allah says, Am kuntum shuhada idh hazara Yaqub al-maut. کیا تو موجود تھے جس وقت قریب آئی یعقوب کے موت؟ Were you present when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, whom you people claim that he said you must remain as Jews, were you present at that time? Where did you get this information that you say that he said that you must be Jews? Were you present there? Have you got any reliable evidence that he had said that you must become Jews? When in fact the truth is, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ جب کہا اپنے بیٹوں کو کہ تم کس کی عبادت کرو گے میرے بعد. When Yaqub alayhi salam asked his children that who will you worship after I have passed away, while I'm living and I've told you people and I commanded you and I guide you towards worshipping one and only Allah and submitting to him and be Muslims, that is submitting totally to Allah Ta'ala. So that is from here we learn also that when a person regularly must do this, advise his children, his grandchildren, family people, that all practice upon deen. Fortunate are those people who give this advice regularly. Also in that matter, our friend Qasim Peer, rahmatullah alayhi, a week before he passed away, he had gathered all the family people and he gave them various advices of deen. Practice upon deen, this aspect of deen, that aspect of deen. So these type of advices we must give, not only about dunya. We normally will say you mustn't fight amongst yourself, etc. And perhaps even we will say you must work hard for your dunya. Don't be lazy going to the shop and doing the work at the shop. That is all secondary. Most important is to emphasize about deen, that we must be regular with our namaz. For the males to make their namazes in the masjid, for the females to make their namazes at home. Today what a paradox and contradiction that now men are asked to stay at home and make namaz, and women were fighting for their rights to come to the masjid and make namaz. The complete opposite. Women must stay at home and make namaz. Men must come to the masjid and make namaz. So he gave these advices and he asked them, who will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَٰهُ وَاحِدًا. They replied and said, we will carry on worshipping your God, that is Allah, the one Allah, and who is the Allah of your forefathers, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of Ismail alayhi salam, of Ishaq alayhi salam, the one and only Allah. We won't, in other words, make any partners with Allah. We won't say that Uzair is the son of Allah, nor will we say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. We will all worship one Allah, and that is the deen of Islam. The purity and the tawheed which is in the deen of Islam is in no other religion, and that is what we will do. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. اور ہم سب اسی کے فرما بردار ہیں. And we all submit to him. And they use the very same word also. Though, yeah, the meaning of surrendering to Allah is meant, but they said we will be Muslims to Allah Ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also made wasiyat that you must be Muslims. Yaqub alayhi salam also made wasiyat, you must be Muslims. And the name Muslim, Allah did not keep for the correct Jewish religion, for the correct Christian religion. Allah kept it for the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sammakumul muslimin. Allah called us, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called us that we are Muslims. So though it learns now also, Islam still means to surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. And for us, that our name has been called, we are called Muslims, this is a great, great honor. And where we say that we are Muslims, in, when we read our dua after eating, when we various other times, great honor has been bestowed upon us, where we say that we are Muslims, This is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which we must not just take lightly when we read these du'as, but just to understand that Allah has made us Muslims. The ones who submit to Him is the greatest honor, more than all our riches, more than all our dunya things. Whatever we have is that we are Muslims and we are surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. And then ulama have written, the other meaning is also correct, that we are humble Muslims as all other Muslims are, we are also. We don't think ourselves superior to any other Muslims. As all the Muslims are, we are also Muslims to you. And this great honor, we should also realize that Allah Ta'ala has made us Muslims. So may Allah give us the reality of wasiyat and the true wasiyat of making of deeni matters, encouraging upon deen all the time. And regularly we should tell our family that after me also you people must carry on with the righteous practices, practicing on sunnah, for example sitting on the floor and eating, any other sunnah, miswak sunnah, don't forget, even after I'm dead, you must carry on with these rightful practices. Our namazes, maintaining parda, etc., all the commands of Allah, we should regularly remind our family people, this is a very great responsibility and duty and a great honor for a person who gets the tawfiq of doing it. May Allah grant us all tawfiq and accept from us.